And Micanopy is like a really cool old historic town. It's the oldest interior town in Florida, I believe. And, you know, Georgia has eaten our lunch for many, many years from the film and television industry. And if you take a walk down that hallway and hang a left, you'll see the Highwaymen, the beautiful paintings from the Highwaymen. Guess where that movie was just made? Georgia. So I refuse, and Hollywood told me, hey, this is interesting, if you want to do it, like, you know, we're going to take it, and by the way, you have to film it in Georgia, and I was not having it. So what I did was shoot Micanopy for Georgia. I shot Florida for Georgia, so they could have a little taste of their own medicine. It looks great. So when it came time to make the show, we had to build everything from scratch. So I had people from Titanic and The Patriot and... Nadia, give me some other cool credits.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. We had these experts come in and work with local historians to build a perfect cracker cabin to make all this stuff feel period accurate. This guy is in a whole bunch of episodes of Yellowstone. This Taylor Sheridan's livestock team came down and worked with us. Almost none of them had ever worked in Florida. They were like, Florida. And Florida, by the way, the original cowboys, Florida. The original of all this began here, and this is a part of why I was interested in telling the story and kind of solidifying our legacy as Floridians. Florida story is undertold and underrepresented, in my opinion, in the national sort of story. This is the homestead. It's not a great picture of it, but it's a two-scale, built from scratch homestead that was really beautiful to film in. I want to talk about this young man. So I had to hire, you know, some Hollywood people to ultimately market and sell the show. Wonderful actors. But to me, Zek, and the story of Zek, he's sort of the heart and soul of this story, the McIvy story. So I really wanted that to be a Floridian. And I've casted kids my whole career. I've made all kids pop ads for a really long time, back in my old life. And everyone's like, you need an actor kid. So we started looking at actor kids from LA, from New York, and I was just like, this is never gonna work. You can't teach these kids how to be a cowboy. So 2,000 Floridian kids submitted tapes to become Zek McIvy. And because they read this book in the schools in fourth grade. And I remember seeing this kid's tape, and I was just blown away. We held a rodeo for over 100 kids to ride a horse, wrangle a whip, shoot a pelican, do all this outdoorsy stuff so that I could find a real cowboy kid. We whittled it down, 40 in-person callbacks, brutal, until I found Colby Harris, and who's 12, who's a rodeo rock star. Amazing guy, kid on a horse. We sent him to LA to do some training, and we were like, hey, you know, we think you're going to get the part. You know, how do you feel about that? He's like, I just came here to ride. This is our kid, for sure. And it turns out he's an incredible actor, and I think you'll all really enjoy his performance. This is some of the behind the scenes with Tobias and Lily and Zek. This is me pointing at something. I will tell you that the conditions of filming the show were absolutely brutal. Like, it was... it was hot, and there were bugs, and there were ticks, and there were snakes, and there were gators, and there was everything.
Alligators?
A lot of alligators, yeah. In fact, but we brought alligators wherever we went, because I wanted real animals in the show. Real animals, oxen, huge beasts, they're amazing. I had a real panther, we had a real black bear, real alligators, real everything. Really exciting. Carl Tabor Jr. is like this amazing filmmaker, photographer, Florida. He took this picture. He came out and took a bunch of photos while we were on set. And he's a producer on the TV show. That's Payne's Prairie. So you can't see it here, but there, the 600 cows did come together on Payne's Prairie. And Payne's Prairie preserved, by the way. So the state and the Parks Department worked with us and allowed us to come out and... put all these cows out there, and I think it was the largest assembly of cracker cows. I wanted to use the real cows. It was multiple herds coming together. They all had to be, you know, we had to be very cautious because there's a screw worm going on. There's all these hoops you have to jump through. And I believe it was the largest assembly of Cracker Cows on pace for 100 years. It was really cool and a really cool nod to the heritage of Florida. I think there's a couple of videos here. So many serendipitous things happened on this project. This guy, Hank, was on my, not many people fly the Tampa to LA route a lot, and he was on my flight, and the flight attendant, I guess her grandson had auditioned for Zach, didn't get the role, but she grabbed me out of my seat. She said, "You gotta meet Hank, he's the Marvel Universe stunt guy." And so I go over to his seat, and he's like, "Land Remembers my favorite book. Anything you want, I'll work on the show." And he was our stunt coordinator. Incredible. We did a 500-person battle scene at the Battle of the Left Sea. We did really big stuff with Hank. It was so exciting. I think there's some videos here. I'm not sure. I'll
just... We have to do that on the laptop.
Oh, okay.
That was one scene. We cut down an entire tree in a place where the trees are our own. And that was all before lunch. And we did a whole two dialogue scenes. Now we're going to explore the scene, and then we're going to try to fit in one more big action scene with new extras before the scene. That's how we're making it.
How are you feeling about that, Bob?
We're doing it.
We are doing it. That was just a random clip. There's a few random clips here. It's better than staring at me the whole time.
Not only are we filming on location in Florida, but we're working with historians and ecologists to make sure that we're showcasing it correctly, that we're avoiding invasive species, that we are filming in the environments that the characters would have been in at the time.
Chris Sabourini, St. Pete resident, and the co-creator of the show.
Not only are we filming...
Here, I can hit next.
Okay. Have to make it in Georgia. Over My Dead Body is the story of Florida when I told in Georgia.
Come on!
Is that it? That's all the videos. Okay. So, I brought with me the very first trailer for Lincoln that I cannot show publicly, but I can show three people on a laptop with headphones. So we're going to choose the three people based on who gets the trivia. So any takers, where was the first Makati homestead located? By a raise of hand. Just, you got yes. Nope, not Putarasa, but that will fill that support. Not Jacksonville.
Kissimmee?
No.
Ooh, well,
that's the second one.
Very close. Not St. Mary's, not for something.
Big Scrub.
What's up?
Big Scrub.
It is the Scrub, but I found Scrub all over the state. Okay, we're going down to two viewers. It's Ocala. And Scrub, by the way, I didn't know what Scrub was. And it's this really interesting landscape that I found. It is brutal. It's sandy. There's rattlesnakes. It's not very inviting. What year was the Battle of the Left Sea? It's a little hard, but it's, you know, we got to limit the amount of viewers. 1864. Viewer number one. It's 1864. We went to the Battle of the Left Sea recreation up in Alusi, and it's in a big, beautiful pine forest. And I could talk about the character of Skillet. So the character of Skillet, in the book, they sort of find him in the woods, and they're like, "Join our family." And he's like, "Great." And I'm like, but I need a cast, a really good actor for this. I wanted the backstory to be more rich. So I decided to introduce the character of Skillet at the Battle of Lusty. So the Battle of Lusty has anyone seen the movie Glory?
Yes.
So it had one of the largest contingents of black troops fighting for the Union side. So I decided to introduce Skillet there, and it led to this really rich backstory for the character, and we got an amazing actor, William Kavanagh, to come play Skillet. When was Land Remembered written?
84.
Yes! Who said it? Trailer viewer number two. Okay. Not any of you can take it if you want.
Sounds good.
We can take it in. So here's some recent press about it, and we can just talk about it if anybody has any questions. Everybody read the book, so I can answer anything that you want to talk about. Yes?
When will it be released, and do you know the streaming platform?
So episodes 1 and 2 just wrapped. We're editing episodes 1 and 2 now. Episodes 3 and 4 shoot at the end of the year, and it's basically Lonesome Dove in terms of format. It's 4 huge episodes. More recently on Netflix, Adolescence was a show that came out and had 4 punch episodes. That's what we're doing. I believe you'll see it in 2027. There's a slight chance there's a theatrical run of 1 and 2 before that, but I think 2027. We have not decided on our streaming part on, but there are many options. And I could just elaborate on that a little bit more. Independent film has been around forever. Independent television, very high barrier of entry. It's very expensive. But television exploded, streaming exploded, so we thought, you know what, I bet we could get all the money together to go do this, and we more or less did. So we'll be one of 4 independent series coming to market this year. There's just not that many. And so we'll choose the right partners along the way.
So, the year, you said you're going to continue filming?
We have 2 more episodes. Come Be an Extra.
Yeah,
you know? So the next 2 episodes are The Hurricane and then the Punta Raasa First Sail Horse Race Chest of Gold. We will build Punta Raasa. We built a lot of this stuff from scratch. It's huge, it's very expensive, but it's really cool. And then like the homestead, we built it and burned it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
So with your $20 million budget, how are we able to have like all live animals? Like that seems like it could be quite costly.
The animals were expensive, very expensive. We had to move around, I had a huge team of animal people. So like the bear, There are more rules around animals than there are children in the real. Like I had a 14-year-old baby for a 14-day-old baby or something like that for a birth scene, and I could film the baby for 20 minutes straight, and I was like, all right. The black bear, I think I had 5 minutes. Okay. So actually, then I hired the Star Wars people who built Grogu to build me an animatronic black bear, which is so realistic. And whoever watches the trailer, she's about to, I'm going to let her come report back and tell her what she thinks. But yeah, I mean, it was expensive, but also that's still a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of money. It's a Game of Thrones level budget.
I noticed where all the cattle came from.
So, yeah, Land Remembered begins with the McKibbies and the Scrub, and I like how Patrick Smith kind of starts along, and it's like, and by the way, 10 years ago, he came from Jordan, da da da. My story begins with Ponce de Leon's second expedition, where he's mortally wounded, and the cows and the pigs break loose, and they proliferate for 330 years until they're eating out of Tobias's garden. I thought that was a better way to contextualize the story of how these cows and pigs and everything got here, because they were the first in North America, came here, and actually not far from here. And some say even that it was here. And I think it's not true, but right, it was a little further south. But I mean, this is where it all began, right here. Every cowboy can trace their origin story here to Florida, which is just so interesting. Yeah.
How long did it take you to shoot those student sections?
We shot 8 weeks, 4 weeks per episode, with a 9th week of pickups, and we'll follow a similar schedule at the end of the year. And yeah, it's a lot, but it's
unbelievable.
So much fun. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was Zek's horse the authentic Seminole pony that he had in the book?
So the Marsh Tacky horse. There are horses called Carolina Tackies, and I've been working with this amazing livestock team who's found us the right horse for episodes 3. So episode 3 is when the Seminoles bring him the horse. So we will have all the right animals. The cows are cracker cows, real cracker cows. They're not Brangus giant beasts running around. They're little cows. They're really fascinating little creatures. Yes.
What's going to become of all the stuff that you've built?
Great question. So several counties have supported us, Pasco, Polk, Pinellas, and they'll receive some of these. Anything that we build that's modular will wind up in museums. There are, is everybody familiar? Well, you have, here we have like Pioneer Village, right? And then in Tampa, we have Cracker Country. And it turns out there are like 15 of these or 20 like around the state. And they have all these cool original structures where we'll donate what we can to those places. Because it's period accurate in terms of look and feel. So, and the state of Florida supported us with what will be $1 million. And part of our deliverables to the state is an educational documentary component that we'll deliver to them, and they'll be able to show that in every classroom. I would say the Land of River season one is going to be PG-13-ish, but it's not really salacious. You know, it's not Yellowstone. It's not everybody dropping the F-bomb. It's just not what Patrick Smith wrote, and it wouldn't do justice to tell a story like that.
For those of us in this group, are there teams that we can help with? Are there things that you still need? What would we do?
So, you know, this is truly independent. It was financed by Floridians, made by Floridians. And when it comes to theaters, when it comes to go streaming, I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be amazing. So you're going to want to see it anyway. But watch it, share it, and share it with people outside of Florida, you know, who may want to know about the greatest state of the union and our origins. Which is really cool. Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
You want to give us a review?
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody what you saw.
At the risk of being not very well spoken, I'll just say wow. it's everything I would have hoped.
Oh my God! Great.
So there you go. The bear, yes, the bear. Just leave it at that. Lots of feels. Got lots of feels happening. So,
oh, good.
Three minutes of really cool stuff, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, great. Number two was over here. Oh, yeah. Any other questions? I don't know how I'm doing on time and stuff, but yeah.
I have a question for you. Will you film like that Okeechobee and down in the Everglades? Did I see it last?
Yeah, for season two, I want to shoot it in the Everglades for sure. One of the biggest challenges on this show was moving 200 plus people, giant trucks and all this stuff, like all over the place. I shot on Brahma Island, I shot on ranches all over the state. We were deep, deep in these pristine ranches where I said earlier today, like, I didn't have a cup of Starbucks coffee for 2 months. Normally when you're filming, you have a few luxuries. Like, we were getting eaten by mosquitoes and ticks, and it was sweating, and it was brutal. Like the Wilma Coyotes. So I like to be on location. I will tell one story that sort of making the rounds on the internet. We filmed a scene if you remember when they're moving from Homestead 1 to Homestead 2, they get stuck. And they get stuck in the mud, they're trying to get the wagon out, they take everything out of the wagon and move it. And we're in the biggest drought that we've had in quite a while. So, which was pretty good overall for us, but that day, I had to build all these rain rigs, you know, and it's giant rain towers that spray rain, and we found a cypress swamp, but it was dry. And that afternoon, it was the biggest torrential downpour that we had seen in a really long time, and it almost shut the production down. Rules state that if there's lightning within 6 miles, you shut down for 30 minutes. And so every time there's a strike, it gets extended 30 minutes. So we went 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes. 2.5 hours go by. The crews on a 12-hour day were about to be done. We got a little window. We went out. There was 2 feet of water in that swamp. And I just couldn't believe it. It turned into a swamp, and we filmed one of the most epic scenes of the show. And it's just truly incredible. There's been something about making this show that's been truly serendipitous, and I'm just going with it. So I'm very appreciative. Oh, yeah.
Where are episodes 3 and 4 being filmed?
Specifically, I don't know. But we know regionally where we want them. We really want to shoot more here in Pinellas. You guys have a great film commission here, and they've been very supportive, so we're hoping to work with them. Yeah.
Is there support in Florida for building more film production like Georgia?
Great segue. So I am trying to bring back a statewide tax incentive, and I've been lobbying in Tallahassee to bring that back. We'll have a new governor at some point soon, and I think both sides of the aisle are supportive of this. And I have to say, this administration supported a labor member. He signed both checks, you know, for $1 million. So it's a really bipartisan thing. Once we scrap the property tax, we're going to need some money. And tourism is the number one driver in our economy in Florida. A Lambert member and stories like it are going to showcase a side of Florida that people aren't that aware of. The interior of Florida is really rich. The history of Florida is really rich. We have an untold story. So I think when this comes out and it becomes our Yellowstone, so to speak, it will help drive a lot of tourism here, and that will in turn help economics. Now, I don't want Hollywood to move in necessarily. They bring a lot of baggage with them, and they bring a lot of things that we don't necessarily want. So I hope we can do it our own way. So I think for us, do we have a trailer review? Trailer review? Do you feel like reviewing it?
I'd say epic.
Oh, good.
Scott Crack is unbelievable, and I hope we get to film. Two more seasons of it, because it's another great.
Sweet.
Give a lot of awards.
Thank you so much. Woo-hoo! I appreciate it. Okay. Now we'll get... I'm like a televangelist. We have... get first.
When it does come out, I don't know if you said, where will it be like streaming? Like what platform will you be on?
We don't know yet, but we'll announce it. And you can be number three. Not yet. We need one from the youth. You want us to go see it?
Where did you go to high school?
Besides
your father, how you have a mentor that inspired you to do this?
I grew up in like Tampa Palms area, and I went to Blake High School for 2 years. They had an arts program there. The arts was like kind of rare. And then they opened Freedom High School in my neighborhood right after 9/11. It was like a mile from my house, so I graduated from Freedom. They had an incredible video production program at Freedom High School. My teacher there in high school saw something in me, let me keep the camera over the summers where I would make videos and film weddings for money, and decided I wanted to be a filmmaker when I was 16. So she was my mentor, and I've had so many mentors and helpers along the way that have really inspired me and helped me make all these dreams come true. It's been so exciting.
So many important theaters.
I think we'll sell out every theater in Florida. It's really exciting. What they've done, even with Stranger Things and modern day streaming series, they usually do a limited theatrical run where they'll show the finale or the first couple episodes, and it's made to be seen in the theater. You know, I love to show it in theaters. We'll have premieres. We'll definitely show it in St. Pete, and I hope to see you all there.
Would you do like series 1 and 2 at one theater show?
Yeah, I would do episodes 1 and 2 together and maybe 3 and 4 together because they're hours, hour long each. Oh, yeah. Did you raise your hand?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Are there any plants or animals that like aren't in existence anymore?
Yes. Or? Great question. One of the greatest. So the Carolina parakeet, does anybody remember? So in the book, the Carolina parakeet, Tobias tells Seth, about the fact that in Georgia, men would shoot one, it would die, and the other ones would come to see it, and then shoot that one, you know, and then shoot that one until they were all gone. It's this tragic story, which is also a metaphor for the entire story of Land Remembered. So I was like, well, I need a Carolina parakeet. And they're like, well, they're extinct. And I was like, well, no. You know, so, and I refused to do it in CGI. So we went to Brazil, and we found like very closely resembling, I'm saying it wrong, a bird that closely resembles a Carolina parakeet, and through the supervision of American Humane Society, painted them just a little bit. Just like save paint, and they look great. They're really Carolinas. It's true. That was one. Yes. Oh, yeah.
You mentioned not doing it the Hollywood way. I don't really understand filmmaking politics and stuff, but you know, make anybody angry, it's going to come back to haunt you when you're doing the licensing and release agreement.
We did it the standard way you make a TV show. I guess I didn't do it the Hollywood way in that I didn't go get in line at a studio and say, please read my script and like, can you give me notes? And they'll say, well, you know, this character needs to be a little more of that. And, you know, we need like more sex and we need like a little more of this. And we need more. They do stuff to stories that I think is unoriginal, one. And then two, they make you do it in such a way that it would have cost 10 times the amount of money.
Yes.
How would you be marketing this production?
This is it. This is the marketing. No, I've been doing a lot of just community engagement and trying to get people excited about it so that when it comes out, people will come check it out and watch it. But there will be, whoever ends up being the distributor will have their own marketing plan.
Who can we see the trailer?
The trailer? I don't know. So, you saw the trailer. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay.
Good, great, we'll take it. Okay. Trailer, I'm actually going to be showing the trailer for the first time publicly in 2 weeks because it's unfinished. There's sound things that happen at the Cattlemen's convention. The Cattlemen, who have been great supporters of us since the beginning. So, yep. But yeah, cut me off whenever we're out of time here. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you haven't shot season 2 yet. Have you given any thought to a season 3 that extends the characters beyond what Patrick Smith did?
So I think that Patrick Smith, you know, A Land Remembered ends with one dove calling out to its mate, which is dead on the highway. He definitively ended the book like that. And he ended with Solomon McKinney with no heirs, with nothing to show, but a bunch of money, and you know, he wanted to go die in his old cabin to be closer to the nature and the thing that created all this success in the first place. So I think I have to honor the arc of the book. What I think we could do is explore Solomon's story a little bit more, because Zek gets a really beautiful chapter in his love triangle with Tawanda and Glenda. I mean, it's all very exciting. But then Saul is sort of like an afterword. The book opens with him driving in his car, you know, his Rolls Royce in Miami, and then it ends with him being this like baron. So I think, you know, it could be a season 3 of just Saul, but it could also just be Lonesome Dove, which is two definitive 4-hour seasons. And that's the other thing about Hollywood is like they might say, this is great, people love it, let's make it 8 seasons. And like, there's just no reason to do that. It's a great story. It's too long to be a movie, but it shouldn't be go on and on. Yeah. It's so great to hang out with you guys. Oh, yeah.
Do you think there are other stories that you already know you want to tell after you're finished with this
project? I'm a planner. I have a 5-year plan. Yes, and I want to never make anything outside of the great state of Florida. Mingle and stuff? Is that what's next? Or I can keep going, but I don't want to keep you guys. I don't know what's planned on this.
Any other questions? Any last questions? All right, if you haven't read the book yet, we have some copies at the desk you can purchase and take with you.